To Little Switch Horror this morning. We want to thank all the mothers for being here this morning and ask just a very special blessing upon each of you. Happy Mother's Day to you and to grandmothers here as well. We're very pleased to have you with us this morning. If it happens to be your first time here, there's a green card in the back of the pew. We'd just love for you to sign that and put that in the offering plate this morning, and we would love to keep in touch with you and share with the experience you had here at Little Switch Horror. We're so blessed to have each of you here this morning, and we want to turn to the announcements this morning, and we notice there's some birthdays coming up, and one of them is a 99th birthday, so we want to be sure to celebrate with Verna Gibble, and it's on May 17th, and there'll be a box for those cards in the Northex, and so we want to wish her a 99th birthday, May 17th, as well as Curtis is celebrating his birthday. The bulletin says the 24th, but it's actually the 21st, so Curtis's birthday is on May 21st, and we want to send cards to him, and the address is listed there in the bulletin as well, and it's always a pleasure to be able to get a card and feel encouraged by those, and you all do such a fantastic job of sending cards, so thank you for that ministry that many of you do. We want to highlight tomorrow night as our every individual that comes to the church, every member council meeting. We encourage you to come out to that at 7:30, and that's here in the it'll be downstairs in the fellowship hall, so 7:30 tomorrow night. We encourage you to come out to that. And we just want to highlight the craft items. VBS will be here before we know it, and we would like to have plastic peanut butter jars with lids and large soda bottles and also science lab items for on display. So if you have any of those items, or you'll be drinking soda or eating peanut butter like I've been, I think I've downed 3 jars now, so we'll supply those for the VBS, and that would be fantastic of you to be able to help out with that. The church calendar, if you haven't taken notice, it's now online. So if you just go to littleswatara.org, you'll click on the calendar. We have the events as they've been given to us updated on the Little Switch Horror church calendar online, and that's a great place to find out what's happening here and to be part of the celebrations that happen here at Little Switch Horror. We do have a call sheet that's out right now, and we encourage you to pray over the call slate and to fill that out and turn that back in. There's a box again in the Narthex to be able to hand in the call slate, and that's to call leaders for the 2015 slate, and members are encouraged to fill that out. So thank you for doing that as well. And we just have a letter, I would call this, from Trinity United Brethren Church. They're inviting us on May 17th at 2:30 p.m. It's in Mount Etna. It's on the fourth building on the left past the square on 501. And they're inviting us to join them as they have services starting again. And we're looking forward to being a part of that on May 17th at 2:30. Is there anyone else that has an announcement they'd like to highlight this morning? I know the tractor show is coming up soon, and Paul's looking for help with that. If you can help set up or any other various preparations, Paul would greatly appreciate that. So see him, and he'll be glad to plug you in. But any other announcements this morning? If not, let's rise and let's greet our neighbors. I think we're pretty much out of the flu season now, so give your neighbor a handshake, welcome them here this morning, and let's praise the Lord this morning and give all the joy to him. enter into worship and we consider the church's one foundation, we think about Jesus Christ. And this morning, may we all recognize Jesus Christ as the center, not only of the church, but he's the center of each of our lives. So may we continually remind ourselves on a daily basis that Jesus should be first in not only our lives, but he should always be the driving force, the one that we seek as we go about continuing the work of the church here at Little Swatara. So let's pray and then we'll begin worship. Holy God, we thank you for bringing us here to this place. We thank you for the ability to be able to sing praises to your most precious name. Father, we thank you for the love that you pour out on us each and every moment of our days. And we thank you for the mothers here with us this morning. We ask your blessing upon them, the many works and services that they do, Lord. We just pray that you would continually just bless them and let them know how much we love them and care for them. And we thank you for all the children here this morning. We thank you for visitors, Lord, and just pray that they would experience you, that they would see you face to face here in this place. And Lord, we trust you. We know that you are a God that desires us to be obedient, to obey you, and to always seek your spirit when it comes to decisions in our lives and guiding us and leading us. So Father, we're just praying in Jesus' most precious name that you indeed would be glorified as we sing this morning, as we open your word, and as we interact with each other thereafter. Thank you again, Lord Jesus, for each one here this day. And we pray that you would meet them where they are and allow them to know your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join us in singing the church's One Foundation.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter.
Join us as we continue with Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
resting, unmixing, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like fountains are soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest food, both great and small. In all life thou livest the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not changeth thee. Great God of all glory, great God of all light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh, help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
You may be seated.
Amen. I invite you this morning to share in our joys and concerns. You'll notice week after week the list of prayer concerns in our bulletin, and just encourage you to uplift those in prayer as you spend time with the Lord during the week. But here in this place, we invite you to share any joys or concerns that you might have, and we'll pray in just a few moments. There's a microphone that'll go around. If you just raise your hand and we'll get a microphone to you. There was a hand right there in the center, yeah.
I would like to have prayers for my granddaughter's husband, Dan Epler. He has health problems.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have quite a list today. I would like to request prayers for the family of the Blacks. They recently lost a mother this week from cancer. I would also like to request prayer for the family of Joyce. She is one of my mother's co-workers, and she lost her husband this week. And the last prayer request that I have is for my friend Justin. He recently came home from college, and I lifted him up for family problems last year, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to continue to lift him up for these same issues that are not resolving.
Thank you. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for bringing us here to this place. We know across the nation there are those that are meeting and being persecuted for doing so. And Lord, we lift up our brothers and sisters in Nigeria and continue to pray your protection over them. We rejoice over the sisters that have been set free and released back to their families. But Lord, we know that the bloodshed has been great. And there's many that have lost their lives, have lost family members, and we're lifting them up this day, praying that you would comfort them, for they know they will not retaliate, that they will stand firm on their stance of peace. So, Lord, be with each of them and allow them to continue to serve and love their neighbors. And, Lord, if it be your will, we pray that you would bring total peace over that scenario and other scenarios in the world where peace is needed. Lord, we turn to our prayer concerns this morning, and we lift up each person by name. We think of Cora Shepler and Curtis Warner and Catherine Wenger and Denise Christ and Alan Bayshore and Ryan Kissling's father and grandfather. the Reverend Brian Black family, Hershey Meyer Karen and Carol Sanchez, Carl Grady, the Les Weidman family, Jan, Dan, Joyce, and Justin. Lord, you know the issues that surround each of them. You know the losses that they're enduring of family members. And we're praying your comfort among them, Lord, as you love them and you hold them tightly in your grip. Lord, we think of those that are facing tests to determine if surgery would be required, and we place them into your guidance and allow those tests to come back that surgery may not be needed. But Lord, if it is, we pray that you would calm and allow anxiety to be at a minimum. We think of those suffering from various diseases like brain cancer and multiple sclerosis and other health problems, Lord, and just pray, Lord, that you would just enter into those situations and be very present. You would be able to bring strength through your healing touch, and you would be able to bring recovery as surgeries were performed and strengthen parts of the body that need strengthened. And Lord, we know that you desire our families to be whole and to be complete, and we lift up a special prayer for Justin's family and ask, Lord, that you would just allow your peace and your love to permeate throughout that family and allow those issues to be resolved because of the difference that you have made in our lives. And we think of those that have been imprisoned and ask, Lord, your comfort over them as they serve their term, and ask that we would indeed be companions to them with writing letters and sending cards and allow them to know that we're thinking of them and praying for them. We think of those celebrating birthdays, Lord, and just thank you for another year of life. And to reach a 99th birthday, we just pray your blessings over Verna Gibble and thank you for her life and the legacy that she has lived. Lord, we think of our council meeting tomorrow night and pray your discernment and your guidance during that time, as well as when we do our call slate, Lord, as we're in prayer to submit names for those various committees. Lord, we just ask for your guidance. We know that your Holy Spirit is very present in our lives, and we pray that power would give us the names that we need to guide us into the next year. And Father, thank you for each life, each mother that is here this morning, Lord. We pray just a special blessing and anointing over them. They do so much in our lives that sometimes we neglect to take the time just to say thank you. So Lord, we thank you not only to you, but also to our mothers for all the things that they do to make children's lives more complete and to serve you with the love that they pour out and compassion that they give to so many. So Lord, bless our mothers and grandmothers that are here this day, and thank you for each one. Now, Lord, we turn to you, and we know that we've made mistakes, that we've had sin in our life, and Lord, we struggle with it. And so we're coming to you, and we're asking you to forgive us because of what your son Jesus has done on the cross. And we're asking you, Lord, to allow us to turn from that sin and to live in obedience to you and to surrender daily to your will for our lives. So hear our personal prayers and hear our confessions, Lord, during these next few moments of silent prayer. Father, we confess there are times we try to do things on our own, but Lord, we just want to surrender to you and allow your will to unfold in our lives. Perhaps you're calling us to something we're not very comfortable with, but Lord, we're praying for strength, for encouragement, to see the hope that you have given us through the cross, to be able to go forth and to take that call on our lives, to be able to make a difference in someone else's life. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have called us to such great things as sharing your good news with others. And we pray, Lord, for each person here this morning to be able to enter into the scenarios they find themselves amidst and just allow your love to permeate them. And we just thank you, Lord, for this time of worship and this time of being in your word, and ask your blessing. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join us in singing Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, from through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on their cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. In life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. In Christ's alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Good morning, boys and girls. My name's Remy.
Would you guys like to join Remy on the stage this morning? I know he's a rat, but I promise he doesn't bite. He's a special kind of rat, and he is so excited to meet you guys this morning. Aren't you, Remy?
Yes, I am. Oh, look at you. Hi, little boy. Hello, boys and girls. Do you like my tail? I have such a beautiful tail.
That's your rat.
So Remy showed up in my office one day, and I was pretty excited to meet him. And he wants to talk to us today about something very, very important. And the topic he wants to talk to us about is friends. And I think we'd all be able to say, sitting here, that we all have at least one friend. We probably have more than one friend, don't we? But Remy, he's excited to share with you about a friend that he has that means the most to him. And you know who that friend is? Who? Should we ask him? Someone want to ask Remy? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You want to ask Remy?
Yeah. Who's your friend?
Jesus!
Jesus is Remy's favorite friend. You know why Jesus is Remy's favorite friend? Have you guys ever had a friend that maybe said, oh, let's go to the park today, and then for whatever reason it didn't happen, and you didn't get to go to the park? Or you had a friend that said something that maybe hurt your feelings? Yeah, it's the Bible, the best book ever written. Mm-hmm. I love it. Remy loves it too.
I love to read the Bible.
So the best friend that we can have in our lives is Jesus, because you know what's cool about Jesus? What do you guys think's cool about Jesus?
I know.
Go ahead, Graham. What's cool about
Jesus?
Because
he can make you go up in heaven.
Oh my goodness, that's the best answer I've heard. He can help us get to heaven, right? We have to believe and trust in him and give our lives to him, yeah.
And do you know what else he sends down? A yellow cloud to send us up into heaven.
Very nice. Thank you so much for that answer. Yes, what do you think? What else is Jesus? Why is he such an important friend for us to have?
He watches over us.
Yeah, that's such an important thing. We have mommies and daddies, but sometimes mommies and daddies get busy, don't they? And we can know that Jesus is always with us and he always surrounds us. In fact, Remy has a favorite verse that he likes to say, and it's from Jesus. He says,
Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us.
And that's his favorite verse. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Well, I think Remy needs to go back into his rat hole, because he didn't get a lot of sleep last night. So we're going to take Remy and let him get some rest, because he can get a little cranky. But he's pretty active today. He likes to wave his hand and he likes to talk. What do you think? Is he pretty happy? Yeah, he's pretty happy. We'll keep him that way. So let's remember that Jesus is our best friend. We can have lots and lots of friends in this world, but always make Jesus our best friend. And there goes Remy's Bible.
I can hold it. I want the Bible.
He's a pack rat, so he likes to pack it in his backpack there. Do you have a question? Or you want to shake his hand? There you go. Very nice to meet you. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, just thank you so much for these children. Thank you for Remy and his reminder that Jesus is always with us, that he's always present. He never leaves us, never forsakes us. So Lord, we pray these children would have lots of friends in this world, but also turn to their best friend, Jesus, and help him to continue to guide them along. And thank you for the love that you share for these children, and just bless them today and bless their families as they spend time with their moms and their dads and just their family, and help them to love you most of all, Lord, as we love others. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bye-bye, boys and girls. Thanks for joining me.
Please join us as we sing about our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus, page 573, and please rise.
Oh,
get to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee.
You may be seated. There's a road in Clemson, South Carolina, and it has this warning on a sign. It says, "Caution, water on the road when raining." Some warnings are left better unsaid. This morning, that water on the road, may it be translated to cheerfulness in our hearts. May that be something as we give that's always a characteristic. Let's pray. Lord, just thank you that we can be cheerful givers, that we can give because we know that you'll provide. So Lord God, this morning we turn to you asking you to allow these offerings to be from a cheerful heart. We pray, Lord, that you would use them to further your kingdom. You would use them to build this community to Christ's followers. Lord, use each giver in powerful ways this week. Use each representative sitting in these pews, Lord, to share the good news, to spread the love. And Lord, it's out of love that we give these offerings. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Standing beneath your wings, I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I sing praises to your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time to come before you to worship and to be able to hear the words in these songs that have such powerful meaning to our lives. Lord, now we turn to your word and we ask that you would bless what we're about to talk about, knowing that obedience is something that as we love you, you require of us. But Lord, we also know that even greater than that love is this concept that you call us your friends. So Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be a friend of our Master Jesus. Lord, we just pray your will would be accomplished in each of our lives. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. There was a mom, and she was in the park with her 4-year-old daughter. And the daughter saw something lying on the ground, and she quickly reached down and picked up this item. And she began to take it, and she was going to place it into her mouth. And the mother quickly grabbed it from her hands and told her, "Never again do you pick something up from the ground and put it in your mouth." And the daughter quickly asked, "Why? Why, mommy?" And the mother replied, "Because it's been lying outside. You don't know where it's been. It's dirty, and it probably has germs." At this point, the daughter looked up at the mom with total admiration, and she said, "Wow, mom, how do you know all this stuff?" And mom, she had to think quickly, and she said, it's on the mommy test. You have to know it, or they don't let you be a mommy." They walked along in silence for 2-3 minutes as she pondered this new information. And then all of a sudden, the daughter stopped and looked up at her mom and says, Oh, I get it. If you don't pass the test, you get to be the daddy." Sorry, dads, but there's something about motherly instinct. Well, at least for their children, there was a mother that had an instinct about her husband. She had just made her way down to the nursery, and she found her husband peering down at their newborn baby who was fast asleep. The mother could tell he was captivated by the scene as he stood there looking at her sleeping so peacefully. She was touched that finally she tiptoed up behind him and she slipped her arm through his and said, "Honey, what are you thinking?" He said, "I just can't understand how they're able to make a crib like that for $89.95. One thing we do know about our mothers is they are one of our greatest friends. There's many memories we could share about our mothers. There's one that I'd share this morning that'll probably shock you, but then again, we were all teenagers once. I had worked and worked the night before with a piece of ice and a needle. Friends and I were playing truth or dare, and I had taken the dare, which was to pierce my ear. I took that dare, but boy, do I wish I wouldn't have missed the bus the next morning. We were on our way to school in the mom-mobile, and I was playing it cool like nothing happened. I didn't do a thing. For whatever reason, mom looked over at me, and she did a double take. And she started to say in her motherly voice, "Take it out! Take it out!" And I think at that point, she pulled over to the side of the road. And I'm not sure why I say some of the things I say, but as a teenager, we sometimes say things we regret. And I said, "I'll take it out, but I'll just put it back in when I get to school." That was the longest day of school ever. And I didn't want to go back home. I should have known not to choose a 2-carat cubic zirconia. But my mother, she was cool as ever, and she just wondered why. Why did I do such a thing? And I shook my head and I said I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to be made fun of. You see, friends are great to have. But in that day and age of truth or dare, they were quite the challenge. We know that a friend is there for you. They got your back. I want us to think of our church body as a group of friends. We've learned that love leads us to love others. We have a common love for Jesus Christ. Now, there's this saying that Reggie Dabbs, one of the national youth speakers that we quite frequently listen to, had done with his crowd. And I'd like to try it here this morning with you. And it's 4 phrases, and there's an action that follows that phrases. And the first phrase goes, "I can," and we point to ourselves. And the second phrase, "You can," and you point to a friend. And "We can," and you pump fist your neighbor. And then you say, "I got your back," and you shake your hand up and down 3 times. Do we want to try it this morning? Are we ready? Are we feeling it this morning, little Swatara? All right, here we go. Ready? I can. You can. We can. I got your back. All right, great job. Give yourselves a round of applause. That was awesome. You see, that about sums up our friendships. I can, you can, and we have each other's backs. You see, there's power in obedience. Obedience is a word that many of us are not fond of. But this morning, I'd like us to turn, if you will, with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. And we're going to be reading verses 9 through 15. It'll be on the screen, as well as there's pew Bibles in front of you that you can grab and turn to John chapter 15, verses 9 to 15. And it's always a joy on a Sunday morning to read the Word of God together. So we're going to begin in verse 9 and end in verse 15. It'll be on the screen and also a pew Bible in front of you if you would like that as well. Verse 9 begins this way. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. That word, obey. When we love someone, we choose to obey them. Even as adults, we struggle with that word. From the very first moment we moved here, we realized there was a level of disobedience when it came to the road. We're traveling to school on a Monday morning, and we realized the speed limit's posted at 45, but not many people in Berks County like to travel at 45 miles an hour. But we realize disobedience has consequences. And we tend to slow our vehicles down when those sirens are coming up behind us and those flashing lights, and that smile just doesn't get us out of that ticket that day. But obedience comes out of love for one another. When we disobey, we have feelings that accompany that. Oftentimes we feel regret. We feel shame. We feel guilty. And what the Lord is encouraging us here through this scripture is that if we obey his command to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind, and to love one another, that that joy will be made complete. Now, we try to accomplish joy in our lives in various ways. Joy comes through homes that have backyard pools. Joy comes through vehicles we drive. Joy comes through friends we have here on this earth. Joy comes through the relationship we have with our spouse, our children, our family. But those joys can be fleeting. Those joys can be sometimes limited. But there's a joy that can be made complete that's referenced in our scripture this morning. And it says if you do what he commands, if you obey, that joy will be made complete. So this morning, I want to ask you, is your joy coming from material possessions? Is your joy from other people? Perhaps your joy comes from your job. Or can you honestly say to yourself this morning, my joy comes from the Lord? That joy of salvation is something that we can never let loose. That joy of salvation is something we should desire to share with others. That joy of salvation is something that carries us through when times get difficult. It's wonderful. It's a blessing to have friends here on this earth. But thinking about this passage, considering that Jesus When we obey his commands to love him, to love others, he calls us his friend. What greater honor, what greater privilege to be able to obey and follow his commands and be known as a friend. You see, Jesus is also our master and our Lord. So very easily Jesus could call us his servants. But the scripture says a servant doesn't know his master's business. So he calls us friends. He's given us the information that he has been given from his Father. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate Mother's Day than to realize what a friend we have in Jesus. You see, in Jesus' time, during the ancient Greco period, a friend was someone who had a similar context with that other individual. They would be perhaps like the Pharisees and Sadducees after Jesus trying to kill him. Or there would be political gain that they were seeking. And so they would form alliances. There would be mutual benefit through being friends. But Jesus, when we think about his obedience, it takes us quickly to the scene prior to the cross. And we think about that blood that he sweated. And that always perplexed me. I always wondered, is it possible to be able to bleed while you sweat? And there's a medical term that I couldn't begin to pronounce, but indeed that process of having such anxiety, such stress, you can sweat drops of blood. And I want you to leave with that image of Jesus praying in the garden, not my will, but your will be done. And so Jesus is facing the cross. And he says, if you can take this cup from me, if you can take this cup from me, he wanted it taken. But at the same time, Jesus was obedient to his Father. And he knew his Father's will was for him to go to that cross, to pay the price as our ultimate friend, to lay down his life. And that imagery of blood sweating from his brow is one we can't forget. Because in our lives, there's times we're asked to be obedient, we're asked to obey, and we choose the other path. The temptation becomes too great and we choose the sin path. But this morning, by the sweats of blood that Jesus poured out for us, may we choose to be obedient. May we choose to love him and honor him through choosing the path of righteousness, of being holy. This morning, the question we ask ourselves, are we worthy of being Jesus' friend? And the answer is always no. We're not worthy of being Jesus' friend, but yet Jesus calls us. He chose us to be his friends when we obey and we listen to his commands. So church, how are we doing this morning? Where's your joy found? Is it in the Lord? Is it through your salvation? Or is your joy caught up in this world, in the material possessions that I believe sometimes the enemy tempts us with, that we'll find greater joy from this? You don't need the Lord. But oh, how untrue that is. We need the Lord in those times of joy where we have happiness, and we need the Lord in times of sorrow where we find difficulty. Let's pray. Father, help us. We can't do this on our own. We need you to guide us. We need your Spirit to call us into obedience. For Lord, the way of this world is to go with the flow, to do what the rest of the world is doing. And we know that the world hates us, just like it hated the disciples because we follow you. And we'll face persecution, but Lord, will we stand strong as your friend? Will we be obedient? Will we follow your commands to love others? Or will we be characterized by revenge and hate? Will we be characterized by finding joy in the items of this world? Father, I pray that you would forgive us when we do those things. But Lord, call us out. Help us to know that joy is found in obeying you. May you be glorified. May we be true, divine friends with you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please rise as we have our closing worship. there is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son.
It's talking about a friend of God, so just to keep in mind that you are a friend of God.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me?
It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Friend of God, he calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Friend of God, he calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
We have a friend in God that helps us believe that I can, you can, we can. But most importantly, we have a friend in God that has our back. May we go out our days knowing that we serve a risen Savior, a God that loves us, that died on a cross for us, that wants nothing more than for us to share that good news with others. Go in peace. Blessed be his name.